left in the place, feeling your grace. I'm walking in my blessing now, inviting everybody from the deep down. Watching by the hips to the new sound. It's so amazing, your grace and your love that you showed on the cross for me. Did a genie on the chase for me. Cause I used to be blind, but now I see.
Wrapped up like a bow tie.
Oh yeah.
Tied up like my old tie.
Father, when you have problems, you can come. All right, all right. You're on the Naya Khan Express tonight. It is Monday night, and you are a part of the Monday night movement. You're here with Tierney LaShawn Bledsoe and also the very lovely Leslie Renee. And we're glad to be here on tonight. You there, Leslie?
I am. I didn't know you were talking about me. You said the very lovely.
She's so humble.
I was looking around the room like, okay, who is she talking about? I love you, sis. How are you?
I love you. I am doing swell. I'm doing very well, and I'm excited because I know you have a very powerful and anointed weekend in the conference, and so I'm excited to hear exactly what went on.
Do you hear my voice? I don't have a voice. I am squeaking today,
Wow. Okay?
I am squeaking. Oh, my God. Sis, we had such an amazing and awesome time, and God, this weekend, I have shouted. We went in. When I say in, we went in, and my voice is a replica of that. So I'm going to be doing a bunch of amens tonight because I really need to get somewhere and sit down and suck on a cough drop and try to get this straight. But my God, sis, LaDessa Brown, she is such a blessing to the body of Christ. That sister is the real deal. Do you hear me? Yes, she blessed us so mightily in worship. I mean, just straight to the throne. And, I was just, it's hard to explain. I pray next year that you will be here because she will be our worship leader again next year.
Good.
So we're going to work on getting you here. Yeah, we're gonna work on getting you here to Dallas.
If I got
to buy a plane ticket myself, you got to be here.
Definitely, because I want to be a part of that. And it's not just your ordinary conference where you go and come home the same way, but you actually life is changed.
Your life is changed. Yes, we had some awesome and some dynamic speakers. Everyone just imparted into our lives. And Michael came out for a few minutes. Big shout out to CEO.
Right.
He came out Friday night and we did an interview with LaDessa and we had such cut ups. We had a good time. And again, I just want to thank her again for just taking time out of her very busy schedule to not only serve Love Ministries and to just give us some of her time with the Nikon family. I love her so much. I still believe got a T-shirt. And I interviewed Billy Mitchell, an outstanding worship leader in the Dallas area. And I actually uploaded his interview because he's crazy. He's crazy, too. Yeah, he's crazy. He's crazy. That's my brother. I love him. That's my brother from another. But he is crazy. And I got a chance to talk to him, and he made a promise to the Nikon family that he was going to debut his music on our show. So I'm going to play that live so that it will be known.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, and it is written that we have it live on the air that he said this, okay? So he's not going to be going back on his word. Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's
right. So, yeah, how was your weekend?
Stay tuned, everybody. My weekend was wonderful. I had a service yesterday. It was just wonderful. It was a sermon well needed, and for the body of Christ, I believe. And the theme of it was, don't lie to get yourself out of trouble. And it sounds so practical, but, it was something that was well needed. It was a soul-searching message, and it was, just a good word that we don't have to lie to get ourselves out of trouble because God has already prepared a way. And it's not the lie that would set us free from our situation, but it's the truth that sets us free. So I'm just excited about the word of God. Yes.
It
and we have such
exciting.
Exciting things going on with Nikon as well.
I know.
God is blessing. He's opening doors.
Yes.
He's bringing people
in
our lives. And it's just, it's so awesome. It really blows my mind on a daily basis just to see how when you obey God, how he would just make everything fall in place, and you don't have to worry, you don't have to struggle with it, but God would just bring those things to pass for you. So I'm excited, and we've been announcing that we had some exciting news to share with everybody tonight. And yes, we do. We have some very exciting news, And we're going to bring that in just a few minutes. And I want to introduce someone to the show. And her name is Tiffany Smith. And the first conversation I had with her, and Michael called me and said, you know, I met somebody named Tiffany. I know I call you Tiffany all the time, but we've got a real Tiffany.
I was getting ready to say, we've got to get this. This is going to be confusing. We got to have Tiffany 1 and Tiffany 2 because when he comes back, he's going to mess you up.
It's going to be hard for me. Right, it's going to be hard for him. So we're going to have to do something. I told him he can call me Tamika or something if he has to.
Oh, nah, girl. Don't give him permission to mess your name up.
But she's such a sweet person and just has a very humble spirit. She's very talented. She's actually the CEO of Events Your Way. And
holds
a bachelor's degree in mass communications. And what she does, she personalizes each and every event that she plans. And with her own unique style of elegant and creative design. So it's not a copycat. She's actually an event coordinator. And nothing about her is copycat, but she personally does each event according to the likes of that person, which I thought was so wonderful. And she's passionate about our craft. She's excited about what she's doing. And her expertise, skills, and talent allows her to plan and coordinate weddings, graduations, meetings, and family reunions. Sounds like somebody you all probably want to meet. And if you want it done the right way, then you need to have it done at Events Your Way. At this time, let's welcome to the Nightcom Express, Miss Tiffany Smith.
Hey.
All right, hey, Tiffany.
Hello. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good.
Great. You are on the Nightcom Express with myself as well as Leslie Renee. And we're just happy to have you tonight. And,
thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Wonderful. We're so happy to have you. And as I was saying, you're an event coordinator. So if you could just tell us a little bit about your company, and it's called Events Your Way.
Yes, it's called, and can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're sounding great.
Yeah, I can hear you, but I hear some feedback somewhere.
Do you? Let's see here. Hold on one second.
I got it.
Okay, can you hear me okay now?
Okay,
that's better.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, well, yes, I am the owner and CEO of Events Your Way Coordinating, and thank you for the greeting that you gave me. Wow, it was such a nice time meeting you the first time as well. But, yes, we specialize in full-service and partial-service event planning for birthday parties, family reunions, anniversaries, weddings, any type of event that you are interested in having, corporate events, corporate parties, anything like that. We specialize in those events. And I am here to sit down and have a consultation with anyone that is interested in trying to have an event.
Well, that is amazing.
That sounds
are you in the Dallas area or are you in
No, I am actually in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh, glory to God. So we can meet face-to-face then. That's
Everybody's
awesome.
In Dallas.
Except
everybody
for you.
In Dallas but me.
Exactly. So what's going on with that? We got to make some changes, Tiffany.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited. Yes.
So, Tiffany, now say if, you know, let's just say if I was getting married here in Michigan and I wanted you to plan my event, is that something that I could hire you to do, although I'm in another state?
Well, you could hire me to do some of the partial work for you. A lot of coordinating prior to the event, a lot of people don't really realize how many months in advance it takes to actually plan an event. So I could assist you in planning the event. In Michigan, as in I could go and I can make phone calls with people I might know in Michigan and different contacts that I have in Michigan and things like that. And then I can also, for decorations, I do orders for decorations. So I could always send you an order form, and we could go back and forth and see what decorations I might be able to get shipped to you so that you don't have to worry about doing those things. So there's a lot of things that I could still do to assist you in the planning of your event in another state or city. So, yes, I could assist you with that. And then there are some people in some states, some other business partners that I might have that might be able to reach out and have them assist you in finding venues. So, yes, yeah, there's
That sounds awesome. You definitely offer a dynamic service. And I know that we get a lot of gospel artists that are listening into the show as well as promoters. What could you offer our gospel artists in that area of event planning?
Well, a lot of times people don't realize that it takes branding to really get your name out there. So there's a few things with me having a background in, and a degree in public relations that I might be able to do to assist you in trying to help you get branded and get your name and your songs, if you're a songwriter or if you're a singer, get that out there for you. But mainly on the event side, if there's an event that you want to have to maybe start doing your debut or something like that, there's a lot of things that I could do to assist you to get those things ready as well.
That's,
and you know what, my question,
my
question to you, a lot of times when people are planning stuff, you know, they don't have their budget together. Is that something that, you know, we should have first before someone comes and consults you about doing an event?
Well, yeah, it does help to actually have your budget already planned out. I can't, I have to say it does actually help. But at the same time, if you know a ballpark of what you're trying to do and you're realistic, you can't have a wedding off of $200. Or you
That's
can
right. That's right.
have a wedding offer $200. You have to be ready to accept the type of wedding that you would get for $200. So as long as you come and you're open-minded and you're ready to sit down and kind of do that consultation, the first consultation with me is free, but after that there is a charge for the consultation. And what we can do is sit down and look over all of the things that you want to have for your wedding or your event. And then we can kind of go from there. But you need to have at least some kind of ballpark in mind so that I'm able to work with you, because I can make your visions come to life and become realistic, but I can't make things come out of the blue. So I have to have some kind of money to work with to create your vision.
You know, see, and I understand what you're saying wholeheartedly, because I have Well, I am a cosmetologist. I don't have it for the state of Texas, but I do have a state license. And people would come into the salon with the picture, you know, and you know, you have to be realistic. You can't show me a picture of Beyonce or Halle Berry and, you know, and you got a thimble full of hair, you know. Yeah. So, you know, what you just said about having a realistic budget for $200, you're going to get your stuff from, you know, Dollar Tree, and it'll be very pretty. You know, you know, I'm quite sure you can work with someone with that budget, you know, but, you know, it's good to know these things going into, you know, trying to plan stuff, you know.
Right.
Be realistic and have it, you know, pretty much put it in the ballpark so that you know how to plan. I like that. That's good.
Exactly.
For specialized packages for each client, no one has the exact same package, because I give special attention and to detail for each client, and that is another reason why it's so great to work with a coordinator, because I can specialize and I can see different things that you might not be able to see that would arise within having your event. So I'm able to kind of see those things and work with you and design your package just for you. And so that does come with a fee, a minimal fee, but it does come with a fee for me to work on your behalf and do all of those things.
I love
That's great. And I'm glad that we're able to bring you on to offer your services to our listeners. And as I first stated in the beginning of the show, that we had some great news for everybody. And so those of you that felt like maybe, you know, I need more, I need to talk to Tiffany some more, she's going to actually give out her contact information.
But even greater than that, Tiffany Smith is going to be joining the NIACOM family. And she's going to be on our show twice a month, where you can call in and ask questions concerning your events. And she's going to be talking about event planning and more. So we're just excited to have you, Tiffany.
Yay.
And we've got to give you that NIACOM.
Yay.
You've got a standing ovation from us. We're just that excited about having you on, and you're going to be able to help our gospel artists, some of the promoters out there and writers or whoever is listening that has any event that's coming up and or anything else that you can help them with, because you do have that degree in mass communications. So I'm sure there's a lot of areas that you could help a lot of people with. And if you could just give us or give out your contact information so that if they want to reach you right away, they can do that.
Sure, not a problem at all. And thank you. I'm so glad to be a part of the team. My phone number is 817-706-6498. Again, the phone number is 817-706-6498. Or you can feel free to send me an email at eventyourway@ymail.com. So that's eventyourway@ymail.com. Or you can always call in on Monday nights from 8:30 to 9. Is that correct, Tyranny?
That's right, 8:30 to 9.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right,
so
and she'll be back with us. Yes, you'll be starting on the 28th, and from the 28th, she'll be on with us every other week. So that's
praise
exciting,
God.
And our family is growing, and I'm loving it. We're loving it.
Exactly. Yay. See, I was writing your information down, but now I don't have to because you're family now.
Right, and we're going to
yes.
be in the same Metroplex, yes.
Yay! We can have coffee. Tyranny, I'm sorry, but we can have coffee.
Yes.
I drink Starbucks.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm strung out of Starbucks,
exactly.
So we can have our meetings at Starbucks and stuff. I love it already. Yay.
Yes.
Yes. And I'll be joining you ladies very soon. We're just waiting on the release from God, and, you know, we'll
and
be
it's
in
coming.
Texas.
And
oh,
it
yes,
is.
It is.
It is on the way.
And we'll all be together. That'd be wonderful. Yes.
Exactly.
So thank you again, Tiffany, for calling in. I see that you have a lot of support. We have callers on that are supporting you, and we wanted to encourage you to call in and ask your questions as she comes on twice a month. And so we're just looking forward to a wonderful relationship in ministry. And thank you so much, Tiffany, for joining us tonight and introducing yourself everybody. So everybody, here's our surprise, Tiffany Smith on the NIACOM Express.
Thank you so much.
All right,
thank you.
Okay, awesome. Take care, Tiffany. I'll be in touch.
Okay, please do. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody, that was Tiffany Smith, and you'll be able to call in and ask her questions, get guidance on what you need to do before you go out and spend your money and realize that maybe you spent in the wrong area or spent too much. She can save you from all that and help you to budget your money and spend it accordingly so that you can have the best event ever. And she is, again, the CEO of Events Your Way. We're coming now with the Pace Sisters, and on our show tonight we have Marcus Peterson that will be joining us very shortly, and also Minister Baran Tyler from Let's Talk Radio will be joining us tonight. So we have just an awesome show planned for tonight, so we want you to stick with us and enjoy it.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All of your steps are ordered. Even your steps and holler. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No weapon forged to prosper. All of your steps are ordered. Even your steps and holler. Hallelujah, hallelujah. right where I stand. I speak to my poverty. I speak to my sickness. I speak to that circumstance. I tell the devil he's a liar. Right now I'm healed.
All right, that was the Pace Sisters. And I hadn't heard any music by them for a while, so I'm excited about that song tonight. They're sounding really well, and the song was called Just Believe. And that's all you have to do is just believe. God has so many things in store for you, but it's according to your faith. So if you just believe and then you step out on faith, then God will bring those wonderful things to pass. And I'm excited you're listening to the NIACOM Express. With us in a few minutes will be author and screenplay writer Marcus Peterson, and we're just excited about having him on tonight. And Leslie, I think there's something that you want to do right before we bring Marcus on. Okay, she might be having a little problem.
I'm sorry, I was talking. I was on mute, okay, and I was talking away. Yes, ma'am, I sure was. just talking away. I met so many people at the conference. I wasn't able to talk to everybody and get around and do spot interviews, but I definitely want to talk to this brother because I don't want you guys to forget his name because everyone in Dallas knows him. He's done background vocals for so many different artists, and when it's your season, it's your season. And I love this brother. Like I said, he's crazy, and I had a chance to interview him and take a listen to this.
Okay. Hey, NIACOM family, this is Leslie Renee, and check this out. I am at the Irvin Convention Center. I'm here with Love Ministries, and we are having our annual women's conference, and it is going down, okay? Now, the reason why I sound like this, and I need for you to really excuse the vocals, is because of this man standing right here beside me. I am here with Dallas's own minister, Billy Mitchell. He's the worship leader over at Love Ministries. And let me tell you, we have been going in. So, you know, I just want to ask a few questions. Minister Billy,
yes.
Tell us what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you in this hour as far as worship.
As far as worship is concerned, I believe the Lord is really concerned about our hearts. He's really concerned about the position of our hearts and if our hearts are really towards him. So God is really looking at our hearts this season, and he's exalting everybody who has a heart of worship like David. And David was a man after God's own heart, and, you know, David had many mess-ups, and he did a lot of things that were displeasing to the Lord, but God still called him a man after his own heart because he always loved God, and he knew about repentance. So if we keep our hearts toward God, I believe he's going to really bless us in our worship this season.
That is amazing. That is awesome. That's what I'm talking about. People who are just loving God and who are seeking God with all intensity.
Absolutely.
Okay? So listen, you know, I'm going to be coming back and forth, you know, throughout the conference. And I'm not going to ask him to sing the whole song because, I mean, our vocals are tore up, okay? But I'm just going to let him give you just a smidget. Just give them something, Minister Billy, so that, you know, they will know, you know, that God is real. And that he loves us, and that, listen, he is an ever-present help in the time of trouble.
Fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over.
You stop right there because you can't give them too much. If you keep going, listen, tell us. I know you do some stuff with Minister Myron.
Yes, I've been singing with Myron Williams for about 3 years.
Okay.
Do a lot of background. I work real close with him and travel with him. And I work real closely with the Flow Ministry he has going on every second and fourth Sunday in Fort Worth. So
right.
You guys check out my Facebook page and Myron's Facebook page to know about those events. So I've been working with him for a while now.
All right. And Sunday's Best.
And Sunday's Best.
Sunday's Best.
Sunday's Best. I've been working with Sunday's Best for a couple of years. I actually tried out and made it through all the rounds 1 year, and they wanted me to come back, but they wanted me to try it again this year. But I think I got to the last round, and I was there all day long. I finished all the rounds about 11 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't do the final round with the judges, with the celebrity judges, until like 7 o'clock that night. So my voice was tired, was worn out, and they said, I know you can sing, but you're so tired. That's all. It was like, come back. So I'm not going to try that.
Season, timing.
Timing.
You know, okay,
it's
exactly.
All about timing. And,
there you go.
And I've been worked on. God has worked on me so much since last year, Sunday's Best. I don't know if I should go back. I'm just going to let him do whatever he's going to do.
That's all right. What God got for you, God got for you. Yeah. Tell us where we can find your music.
You can find my music on www.iworshipentertainment.com. Got my single coming out June the 10th.
Glory.
It's called God. So make sure you go to the website and go to my Facebook website, www.facebook.com/BillyDMitchell. All right?
Billy D. All right, don't get them mixed up with Billy D. Williams.
No.
Billy D.
Mitchell.
There it is. There it is. And again, I'm so excited. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with me. And when that single comes out, I would love to play it on an
iPod.
You're
going to debut it on your
to God. Hey, hallelujah. Ooh, Shando. Hey, I'm going to go in, go in. Hallelujah.
You'll hear it first on Blog Talk.
Thank you. On Nikon Blog Talk. Thank you so much, Minister Billy. To God be the glory. And I look forward to that, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love that brother. He is crazy. He is
okay.
Crazy.
Now, you said that you interviewed him where?
I interviewed him at the Irvin Convention Center. He was part of the worship team alongside of LaDessa Brown. And listen, that brother, he goes hard for God. I mean, he truly, truly, truly loves God. And, you know, I just wanted to talk to him because his album is coming out soon, and we will. You heard him say it. That's why I wanted to play it on the air. He said it.
Right.
I believe it. He said it. Yes, he said it. I want to get it in a company of two witnesses that he said that we could debut it here. So I love you, Billy Mitchell. Thank you so much again for taking time to talk with someone from the Nikon family, and we look forward to hearing great and wonderful and mighty things from you and for what you're doing for the kingdom of God. Amen, amen, amen. Now, I am so excited about our next guest.
He sounds a little bit Joshua and Odell, and
those are
two favorites. So I'm looking forward to hearing your album, and I'm excited that it's going to be debuted here right on Nikon. So stay tuned, and we'll definitely keep you updated on that.
Yes,
and tonight, I'm also excited.
My brother.
We have someone very special here with us tonight, and I'm so excited. And I actually met him. He came to my church, and I was introduced to him, and his spirit was just so wonderful. And I have to say something about that, because a lot of times you meet people and they're not pleasant, you know. But he was definitely very pleasant. And he has his hands in a lot of things. He graduated from Waverly High School, and he's from the Long Ridge Writers Group Program. He also attended Axia College of the University of Phoenix Gotham Writers Workshop, the Institute of Children's Literature, and Lansing Community College. So he's accomplished a lot already. A resident of Lansing, Marcus enjoys writing, reading, and spending time with family and friends, and also playing sports. So we want to welcome to our show tonight. He's also the author of Who Will Win the Girl. God has gifted him to write. And so we're going to hear from Marcus Peterson tonight. Marcus, welcome to Nikon Express.
Thank you, and I just want to say it was a pleasure to meet you, too. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, I thank God for all the success, and, you know, and I really appreciate it. And thank you for
Amen.
Having me on the show.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Well, Marcus, you tell us a little bit. I know that your latest book is called Who Will Win the Girl. And when I first heard the title, I kind of questioned him about it because, you know, we're very selective in, you know, who we bring on the Nikon. And but once I started talking to him and seeing what his purpose in writing, and God has gifted him to entertain our young people. So, Marcus, tell us a little bit about your writing.
Well, my writing is very entertaining, and, you know, a lot of people can definitely relate to the story because, you know, it's pretty much based, you know, from the experiences from my life. And, you know, it's very moving. It's very touching. And, you know, everybody that has read my book, you know, they definitely can feel, you know, what the characters go through. And, you know, it's very emotional, very emotional.
All right. So what are some of the things that you try to convey in your books? You were telling me that you try to portray godly characteristics. And how do you actually go about doing that?
Well, I go about doing that by, you know, every time I create like a story or a book, you know, each character has a piece of me. And so I portray, you know, godlike characters because we all go through struggles. You know, we all go through our goals and, you know, we all go through obstacles and we all, you know, deal with things with our weaknesses and our strengths. And so we just have to learn, you know, how to, you know, believe. We have to learn how to overcome the things that, you know, that are so hard and it seems like impossible, but you have to overcome that. And, you know, and I think, and that's why I believe in God, because, you know, sometimes you have to look to him and he will guide you. You know, he will guide you to where you need to go. And people just have to look at that, and that's what I put in my book. You know, sometimes you just got to keep going, even though things may be hard, may be tough. You just got to keep going. You can never quit.
That
that's what
powerful.
I try.
Very powerful, because you're capturing the struggle. Because a lot of times, you know, people want to hear that everything is good all the time, and we know that's not reality. And I like the fact that you captured the struggle in your book, but then you also give an answer as, you know, that we can overcome. And I know that there may be a lot of young people out there listening to the show, and you're looking for some good things to read. And I know that this is not your first book. Can you tell us a little bit about the other books that you've written as well?
Yes. My first book is actually epic fantasy. You know, it's about a sorcerer pursuing a set of ancient stones for immortality, but when a variety of ruthless adversaries try to stop him, a dreadful war emerges between them all. So, you know, it's a very good book. You know, I got it published, and I actually wrote a screenplay adaption of it. And, you know, that's when I first, you know, became a screenwriter, and that actually has been optioned by a film company. So, you know, it's a very amazing accomplishment, you know, for a screenwriter to actually get a deal. It's very hard, but, you know, as I said, you know, you gotta keep going. And, you know, when I was pitching to these film producers, you know, they kept saying no. So I had to, you know, it was like I could either give up or I can just keep striving to what I believe in. And I chose to strive. I don't care how many times they said no, you know, I'm going to figure a way. You know, I'm going to figure a way how I can accomplish to becoming a screenwriter. So I just kept going. I kept going, and I researched, and I worked, and I worked, and I worked. And then, you know, I got my screenplay. You know, I got a screenplay deal. Film producer said yes. So, and that's why, you know, when I write my books, you know, I want people to see that things are possible. I mean, the thing is, what I look at is if you see a movie, you see a screenwriter, you know, if they're able to do it, then so can you. You know, and that's the way I look at things. You know, if they can do it, so can I. And I'm going to figure out how they do it, and then I'm going to do it. You know, so that's what it's all about. And, you know, I put that into my story. You know, it's just, you know, I put every, you know, it's truly amazing.
Right. And I can hear it in your voice. You know, and a lot of times we have dreams, and because somebody tells us no, then we lay our dream down. You know, we figure, okay, well, they told me no. But as you were saying, when God gives you something, when they tell you no, you find a way to get it done. And that's just working your faith, because the Bible says that faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. And you can have faith and believe all day long, but if you don't put work behind it, then that thing is not going to come to pass. So I want to applaud you, because I know, you know, that you had a lot of turndowns before somebody said yes, but you didn't give up. You allowed God to give you the strength to keep going until you got that yes that you needed.
Right, and that's why I love that saying, you know, when one door closes, God will open up another door. And so you just got to keep going. And, you know, and that's what I do. And, you know, for any writer, you know, any writer is going to deal with rejection. And I don't want people to think that rejection is a bad thing. You know, it's actually a great thing because, you know, when you're rejected, you know, you have to, you know, it gives you a challenge that you have to, you know, be better. You have to figure out why you was rejected. And then once you figure out the solution and everything and you revise and, you know, then you just go at it again. You know, and that's why, you know, rejection is never a bad thing, just like criticism. You know, when somebody criticizes your work, you know, and they say this and they say this, it's not to be mean or anything. It's because they're being honest, they're being truthful, and they want to help you become, you know, the best writer you can be or any profession, you know, that you want to be in. You know, when people, you know, criticize and stuff, it's to make you a stronger person. And that's what I think a lot of people don't realize. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize that, you know, when you get turned down and stuff like that, it's not meant for you to quit. It's meant for you to become stronger. You know, you just got to keep trying.
Yeah, people got to learn how to take constructive criticism. And like you said, you know, when God, I have a favorite expression that when God closes a door, hey, praise him in the hallway while you waiting. You know, I'd be the first one to stand out the hallway and shout because I know if this door has closed, and God has something better because the God that I serve is God of increase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, if he's closed that door, it's for a reason, and it's for my good. Now, you might not be able to see it at that time, but it is for your good, and it is working out for you. So I like that determination. And just like Tyranny said, faith without works is dead. You just got to keep persevering and keep pressing in. It'll pay off, you know, at some point. Most definitely.
That's right. And I love how your story began. I was watching your commercial, and you were saying that you had a friend, and you can finish the story, but a friend that could draw, but he couldn't write.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what made me start writing because, you know, when we all grow up, you know, we never really know what we're going to become until, you know, we, you know, become our teenagers or even people when they're younger, they figure out. But, you know, I was one of those people that I knew I had creativity, but I never knew what it was going to be used for. You know, it could have been, you know, for engineering or, you know, whatever profession I could have chose. You know, I knew I had creativity. But, you know, I didn't know about writing. You know, I didn't think, you know, my profession would ever be writing. That was the last thing I ever thought of. Until my friend, you know, he was drawing, but he just couldn't write a story like he did all these drawings. And, you know, they was fascinating to me. And he was like, he couldn't have a story. So, you know, I actually took up the challenge. I was like, okay, you know, I think this would be kind of fun. You know, it was something new. Then I started, I started writing a story, and he was actually drawing the characters, and it was actually becoming something, you know, major. It was pretty cool, and that's when I first learned my passion for writing. You know, my friend, I was crazy. Yeah.
I love stories like that, and I love the fact that you're giving literature for our kids to read where they don't have to just read any and everything. They don't have to read about witches and warlocks, but you're giving them literature that they can read and they can learn godly characteristics and apply those to their life and so they can relate to something because they struggle as well. Our young people have their own struggles, and for them to see in the story your characters that actually overcome, I believe is going to really save a lot of our young people. And we want you to give out your information of where they can reach your book. We're going to play this song right here. When we come back, you can do just that. You're on the NIACOM Express with Tyranny LaShawn Bledsoe, Leslie Renee, and Marcus Peterson.
Ah, There's no more waging in me. The enemy's trying to get me to believe that my robe of righteousness doesn't fit me. They said it ain't a gift from the Lord, you gotta earn it, and that my condemnation is just, so I should be burning. My lust is every yearning for satisfaction and temporary pleasures. I'm passing eternal treasures for this sensual endeavor. It got me crying to the sky, Lord, why? I just wanna live with a pure conscience before I die. Then the phone rings, it's Dave calling about a show next Saturday. Outreach, how I'm supposed to flow when I'm feeling so conflicted, homie? I can barely stay it, let alone preach the gospel. I feel like less of a man. My lust is waging war, my pride is waging war. It's like I'm fighting all alone until my knees hit the floor, crying out to my Lord for my shield and my sword. Cause the enemy's the enemy, deep to the core, it's war with the enemy. Lies on the heart, missteps in the weapon that lies in the dark. It's war with the enemy, lust of the flesh, war with the spirit, man put that to death. It's war with the enemy. In the darkest of trenches, confronting obstacles of life like barbed wire fences. The enemy's relentless when it comes to war, swinging on me like hinges that swing on the door. This battle's hardcore, Lord, help me see my way out. I know hearing these cries every day is getting played out. I feel like a rug prostrate, I'm being laid out. 1 Corinthians 10:13, somewhere's my escape route. Erase doubt that tries to consume my whole being. Being my reflection, I pray it's you that I'm seeing. Being freeing up the stronghold of the inner me. Back at base camp with the ammo you're giving me. Equipping me with scriptures blowing up the flesh. Exploding on pride, exploding on lust. Empty out myself and lay that to rest. Standing with Christ, wearing righteousness on my chest. It's war with the enemy, lies on the heart, missteps in the weapon that lies in the dark. It's war with the enemy, lust of the flesh, war with the spirit, man put that to death. It's war with the enemy,
you were talking with us about your book, Who Will Win the Girl, and this is not just a book for young people, but for anybody that wants to read quality writings, and you want to add this to your library. Marcus, can you tell us how we can contact you?
You can go to www.facebook.com, Marcus.Peterson. And you can find me on Facebook there. And my books are available at Barnes & Noble and also at Amazon.com.
That is wonderful, and I'm excited for you. I'm excited what God is doing in your life, and I see so many advertisements of you doing book signings and everything, and we just want to encourage you to get that your books out so that our next generation can have something of quality to read. And anybody that wants to read your books, they would definitely not regret it. And we thank you so much for coming on the NIACOM Express tonight.
Yes.
And we're definitely going to be supporting you as well as advertising your books on our Facebook page. So, again, we'd like to thank you. Is there anything coming up in the near future that you wanted to tell everybody about?
Right now I'm just doing a lot of book signings, and I'm going to be doing some book signings in California, and also I'm working on some screenplay deals, so hopefully you'll see a movie in theaters. And that's pretty much all I'm working on right now. And, you know, I just want to say I really appreciate being on the show, you know, and you know, I
just
want to say to
Brother Marcus, I'm going to stop you right there. How you going to say you, I'm just doing some screenplays, you know, like just, you know, you know, it ain't no big deal. I haven't worked on a screen. Are you for real? That's big time, dude. You just ain't like, you know, I like Stephen King. I mean, you're doing screenplays. All right, so you will keep us posted when all this stuff come to pass so we can blow it up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because you just kind of, you know, I got a screenplay coming out, you know. You smooth with it. I like that. You smooth with it. But
he's teaching us that godly characteristic of humbleness. You know, it's just the everyday, you know, it ain't nothing big.
I see. He's just like, yeah, you know, when I'm doing a little something, you know. I'm like, well, dang, if I'm doing a screenplay, I'm like, you know. Oh,
right.
To God be the glory, yes. I'm going to find you. I'm going to find you, and I'm going to put your information out there on my page so my peoples will know what's going on, and we got people doing big and mighty and great things for the kingdom
That's
of God.
Right.
Thank you, brother, for coming on the platform. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Marcus.
No.
And we'll talk to
man,
you again
you.
Soon. Hey, man, I am loving it because it goes to show us that God will use us in any area that, you know, it's just not, you know, he's not only just using a gospel artist. He's not just using the doctors, but he will take us into so many different areas where we can show our light to draw people into the kingdom. And I just love that. I love the fact that he's not afraid to try new things, and he's faced fear, and he's doing his thing. So we're praying for you, Marcus, and we hope to have you back on the NIACOM Express so very soon.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah,
he's funny.
So
I like him.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. He's a cool guy. Also tonight we have Minister Tyler Baran, who's going to. She's from Let's Talk Radio, and I know she was having a little bit of a problem getting into the system, so we're going to play some music, and we hope to have her on in just a few minutes. So if you know somebody that's still up, call them and tell them that the NIACOM Express is on, and Baran Tyler from Let's Talk Radio will be with us. We're going to hear My Offering by Dana Hemphill.
All right.
Accept my offering.
Sister Dana, so pretty. She has such a pretty voice.
Yes, My Offering by Dana Hemphill, and that would just take you right into worship. And
it sure will.
Some that we don't have anything to give, but if we just give our heart and give our lives to God, our lives may be broken, and we may be going through a lot of things, but if we just give Him what we have, our praise, He'll take that and make something beautiful out of our lives. So thank you, Dana Hemphill, for that beautiful song that you have ministered to me on tonight. And I'm excited, and we've been excited on so long, because we definitely have had some wonderful people on here tonight
that is blessing the NIACOM and the NIACOM listeners. And tonight with us we have Minister Baran Tyler, who's from Let's Talk Radio. She's also an author. She wrote a book called Broken Shattered Pieces, To God's Divine Restoration. She's a conference host and has shared the stage with Dr. Cindy Trim. She is under the leadership of Bishop Bullock Jr. of Graceful Gospel Church in Savannah, Georgia. She serves as minister of the gospel. She is the CEO of Baran Tyler Ministries and Let's Talk Radio and TV. She is the wife to the love of her life, Andrew Tyler Jr. She has three children, Lee and Tina, and if I mess that up, please correct me when you come on. Brianna, Andre, and she is the grandparent of five, Christopher, Deshaun, Deontay, Janaria, and Kelsey. And Minister Baran is also a philanthropist and a facilitator. So let's welcome at this time to NIACOM, Minister Baran Tyler.
All right.
Welcome. Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys are doing tonight?
We're doing fine. We're working through the obstacles, and God is good.
He sure is. Absolutely.
You know, they say chicken is good, but God is great.
Come on now, listen.
All right.
Ooh, I'm going to use that one. I am going to use that one. Because we will get in church and be like, God is good all the time.
Come on now.
Yeah, chicken is good, but God is great. Girl, you better say
that. Yes.
We're so happy to have you here. And we just want you to tell us a little bit about how you got started with the radio network.
Absolutely. Well, actually, what happened, I'd never even inspired to do radio nor TV. I know it had been prophesied over my life years back from one of the elders from my home church back in Florida, because that's where I'm originated from. But he's gone on home to be with the Lord. It was shortly after I had got ordained into ministry. And so here when I got to Pooler, was where I'm at, like north of Savannah, the bishop that I'm currently under, Bishop Steve O. Bullock, he prophesied to me. I'd never seen him in my life, never heard nothing about him. And he had prophesied to me about seeing me on TV, just ministering to different people. But long story short, I started doing the radio through iTunes podcast. And, you know, a lot of times people go on their lunch break to do lunch. So I said, well, let's give them some spiritual food, like 30-minute nuggets, sermonettes. And so I started out with 0 to 800 people within 1 month. And then from the next month, it went from 800 to 1,700. And I was like, okay, God, I know your hand is in this, because I'm like, I don't even have a clue what I'm doing. And so it went from 1,700 to 17,000 within the next month, and it has been constantly growing. Last year we reached over 231,000 listeners around the world. And so it just allowed me to know that when God ordains something and his hand is on it, he's going to multiply it even the more. So that's how the radio station became about. Then I had artists like just reaching out to me, finding me on Facebook and Twitter, and, you know, are you a promoter? Are you a radio star? And I'm like, well, I wasn't cut out for this, but okay. So they just started sending me their music and stuff. And then, you know, we had the opportunity to go to the Stellars twice, last year and this year as well. And so that, you know, we just made connections that way, and that's how Let's Talk Radio was birthed out.
Oh, wow.
What a testimony.
That's amazing.
That is a testimony. And that's so encouraging to us because we're starting now. And as you said, I never saw myself in radio at all. It just kind of, I was doing some promotions for a gospel artist. And I ran into Michael Anthony on Facebook, and that's where it all started from. So I can appreciate your testimony. When God is in it, you know, you just don't know what he's going to do, but you know it's going to be great.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's wonderful, wonderful. And so now in radio, do you find that it's hard to find people to support you as far as ministry-wise? And I know that there's a lot of internet radio shows that's coming on the scene right now. So do you find that it's a unity there, or exactly how do you view it?
Well, it can be unified more. You know, I think what it is, a lot of people have that mentality of competition. And, you know, the Bible said that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but the one that endures. And though there's a lot of them coming on the scene, a lot of them don't have endurance power. Because, you know, as radio, you know, we don't get finances, per se. You know, what we're doing, we're actually giving a platform to the artist, you know, because I had an opportunity to interview Ben Tankard. From Bravo TV, Thicker Than Water. And so he was saying to me that radio is the angel of the wings of the airways. And without radio, the people can't hear the artist. You know, and so a lot of people do take it for granted and they think that that we're getting paid to do what we do, but actually we're giving them a platform to be heard. So, It's a lot of competition in it, but the thing is, you know, it's a ministry tool for me and those that have a passion for what you do, because a lot of times you can desire to do a thing, but if you don't have the passion and the spirit of excellence and the spirit of tenacity, it's not going to last anyway.
That's right.
That's
you shared some wisdom on tonight. Yes. Leslie, did you have a question for Minister Baran?
I'm just listening back and just enjoying everything that she's saying, and it's the truth. You know, there shouldn't be any competition as far as, you know, getting on the radio and putting what God has given you to share with your listeners, you know, because there's so much to be done in the kingdom, you know, and if you do what you do and stay in your lane and the next person, you know, stay in their lane, you know, because what I'm good at, you know, you might not be good at and vice versa. But as long as we're pressing toward that same goal, you know, to getting people saved and drawing people closer to Christ, hey, we can get on down the road, you know, to that destination at the same time. But there should never be any competition as far as, you know, who's doing what, got the best ratings, whatever, you know. It like you said, it depends on the mentality of the person. For me, this is ministry. I love getting, you know, to me it's just like getting together with my girlfriends and we're talking, having a cup of tea, and we're talking about the goodness of God. I'm good with that, you know. And if you know, should exalt and do what he do, because he's the God of increase, you know, like I was saying earlier, you know, as long as you're humble about it, you know, in due time, God will exalt you, and there's no need for you to get out there and, you know, be competitive and toot your own horn and, you know, do all this other stuff that what I call doing the most, you know.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, just give God the glory, you know, and just, you know, try to get people to know that we serve such an awesome and such a big and great and mighty God. And there's so much to be done because he is soon to come back. I mean, if we heard our grandparents say it, you know, oh, Jesus is coming, they've been saying it. But the Bible is being fulfilled right before our very eyes. Right, I mean, it can't get no plainer than what it is. And I'm so glad to be on the Lord's side in this hour. I'm so glad. I'm so glad he saved me.
Absolutely.
Lord, I'm so glad.
If I must say this, you know, you said something that was profound. You know, the main thing is we're doing it for the work of the Lord. But if you look at the awesomeness of God, you know, everywhere you go, church on that corner, and God did it that way because if one person could reach all, then he wouldn't have called different ones. Because you may reach, I may not reach. You know what I'm saying? Our testimony is not for us. It's always for somebody else.
That's right.
You know. So that, you know, so that's how God does it. So yeah, it's gonna be many, you know, radio stations, but like you said, you know, everybody got their own flavor. And you just stay in your lane, do what you do.
Exactly. That's
right.
Exactly.
And in unity, we can accomplish so much more. You know, this is for the kingdom of God, and we want to win those souls that's out there searching for Jesus, and that's the bottom line. And
absolutely,
the more we come together, you know, the more we can accomplish for God. And
that's right.
I'm just praying, you know, that that spirit just overtakes, and we just actually work together to win souls. Praise
God. Absolutely.
Amen. And Minister Taylor, could you minister to a word to someone who may be struggling to find their passion in life? Maybe they haven't actually found that thing that they feel like, you know, God has called them to do. And would you minister to them in that hour? I just feel like that there's somebody who needs to hear a word. They're feeling lost and not sure which way to go.
Absolutely, absolutely. To those that are listening through the airwaves to this broadcast with NIACOM Express, listen, to find the niche, to find that place, that passion that God has put in you, because he's fearfully and wonderfully made of all. And he has put something in you, that talent. Maybe you're a writer, maybe you're a singer, maybe you're a choir director, maybe you're a carpenter. Whatever it is that you have passion, you find yourself more passionate about, that is what God has called you to do. And what you have to do, first of all, you have to seek him first. You know, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't
That's
seek
right.
the wealth
Come
of
on,
things. Don't seek the material things. Seek the face of God. And ask the Holy Spirit. A lot of people don't know this, and my bishop taught about it, about praying to the Holy Spirit. You know, a lot of times we overlook the Holy Spirit. Maybe because of fear, you think you're going to blaspheme him. But you have to have that relationship with the Holy Spirit. Pray unto him and ask him to lead you and guide you. And that's what he's supposed to do. That's what he's designed to do. He is to lead you and guide you into all thy truth, the truth of God. So what you have to do is, first of all, you got to pray. And then when you pray, you got to put faith to action. The Bible says faith without works is dead. You can't just sit there hoping that it's going to drop on you. No, you got to find yourself busy in doing what you do. You know, put your hands to the plow. And as you go along, you will start seeing that thing unfold before your very eyes.
My Lord. And I feel like that word has just encouraged somebody who had just given up on their dream and feeling like that they had no use for God's kingdom. God is restoring them right now. Praise God.
Praise God. I love it. Thank God for that.
We're going to play another song, Minister Moran, and we're going to come back because we want people to know where they can find your show. You know, even if your book is still on the market, we want to definitely put that out there. And I was listening to your show right before we came on, and it was so good. I think it was Bishop Steve that was on there preaching, and he just had some practical advice and had a word for married couples, for singles, and I was really enjoying it. So I'm just glad about the wonderful programming that you're offering to people so that they can have a hope and know that Jesus lives. We're going to play Clean Heart by Derek Rutley. We'll be back in a moment.
Clean. said renew. Don't catch me away. I know that I'm filthy, but created me a clean heart. Oh Lord, my Lord, cast me not away from your presence.
I have adopted a model for myself. I tell people, don't marry your ministry, but marry your marriage. Because you see, a lot of divorce rates, because a lot of times people give in more to the ministry aspect and then they neglect the family. You can't love other people and you don't love your own family. So you got to take care of home first, and that's where it begins. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go. Though they may get grown and they start straying away, like myself, I was able to find my way back home to the foundation where it was laid, you know, from my mother, you know. Being a parent, you know, you have to don't expect the school, don't expect other people to speak life into your children, because one thing, people can do that, but it should come from home first. The child shouldn't say that Sister so-and-so told me I should do such and such. It should say my mama taught me. You know, that's how I did, you know, with mine. And, you know, as being a minister of the gospel, you know, a lot of times preacher kids, they kind of get a little off track. But one thing I do know is that when the hand of God is placed on your womb, that child, they may do what they're going to do, but they're going to find their way back home to foundation that was laid in me.
Praise God.
We have to know, you know, also I like what you said, you know, about training up a child. And, you know, we have to, as Christians, we have to be spiritually aware that some of the things, some of the mistakes that we made, you know, coming up, our children don't have to make those same mistakes. It seemed like for some reason, as soon as we become of age, the first thing we want to do, you know, is stop going to church. You know, start straying off, because as soon as you feel you're grown, you can get out there and do grown people stuff and do, you know, because now you don't have the watchful eyes of your parents, you know.
That's right.
But, you know, as far as my children are concerned, I've never prayed so much, you know, in my entire life until I became a mother and started praying for my kids, because, you know, I became aware. I'm like, you know, what would happen to my children if something was to happen to me. So it just keeps right. you on your knees. And I don't know about anybody else. This is just me. This is my disclaimer. I have a healthy fear of God. I mean, I'm just scared of God. In the Old Testament, God was opening up the ground, swallowing people up. People were getting burnt,
yes,
you know,
yes,
all different, you know.
mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we thank, you know, thank God that, you know, he, I mean, people, you reap what you sow, but you're not getting,
absolutely.
Like, they were getting it back in the Old Testament, Testament turning into a pillar of salt and different things like that. But so people
that's
are
right.
not afraid of God. But I'm afraid of God
right.
because the Bible says that the sins of the fathers, you know, can be passed down to the sons, you know, to the third and fourth generation. So even
that's
if,
right.
you know, sins from my grandparents and my parents and myself can be passed on my kids. You know, and I remember being out in the world and just being just wrong as two left feet, still crying out for mercy for my children. Like, please, God, protect my children from this. You know, please have
right.
mercy on my children
right.
because I don't want my kids to pay for some foolishness that I've done, especially, you know, when I know better.
Right.
You know?
Well,
so
let me say this to you, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, you know, though we've done things when we, you know, when we were coming up or whatever, we kind of strayed away, and now that we have our own children, because we're under the blood of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and because we
uh-huh.
have authority now to curse that curse that was once over our life,
that's right.
it don't come
that's
over
right.
to our children generation.
That's
you
right.
know, so now though the child they're going to have to make their own mistakes. And the thing is that I place my children, because my children are adult children, I place them in the hands of God. He gave
mm-hmm.
them to me, and I gave them back to him, and even with my grandchildren, you know. So even though they may get out there and do crazy stuff, I still know that the hand of God is on their life. You know, but you're going to give the consequences of your role now. But
oh,
you're
yes.
not going to take me with you. You know, so I tell them, you know, and I said, hey, Mom, always, you adult, now it's time for you to pray for yourself.
You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
And I believe that some mother out here that's listening to the show tonight is encouraged. And as Minister Baran said, that just because they're out right now doing, you know, something ungodly, that does not mean that this is the end. Keep praying, keep fasting, keep believing, because God is going to bring that child back to the fold, and they're going to have a testimony of how God brought them back. So don't give up. You're standing in the gap for your child, and believe God for their deliverance. Praise God.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Minister Baran, I know that you have an event that's coming up in May. Did you want to
mm-hmm.
talk about that a little bit?
Yes, yes. We're having our first annual Gospel in the Pod radio showcase, and our theme this year is Saving Our Children from the Street. We wanted to give something back to the community as an internet radio station, because the children, they're finding so much to do, you know, bringing guns to school, knives to school, you know, they're killing, they're selling drugs. And so I thought this would be a way for the community to come out to do something positive, to let these young people know that there is a better way, that you don't have to, you know, you can still be safe and still have fun. You don't have to, you know, throw your life away, you know, over crazy stuff. You know, people losing their life at 12 years old, you know, over just senseless stuff, you know. So that's why Gospel in the Park will be May 17th, Saturday in Savannah, historic site of Daffin Park, from 1 to 5. And we're going to have some awesome artists from all over, you know. We have 12 different acts. Of course, we have nominated 2014 Stellar Award, Monica Lisa Stevenson. I mean, it's legendary Henrietta Telfair. So, I mean, it's so many people that's coming from near and far, and we're just excited about what God is doing through this showcase. And we're going to do it every year, and it's going to grow every year even bigger.
Yes. Yes, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I praise God for you stepping out and doing these things, and definitely our generation the next generation, you know, needs is they need somebody to stand in the gap and bring these type of things to the forefront with, that they can participate in, because there's so much out here that they can, you know, find themselves doing. So to have this is just a wonderful thing. And I praise God for you.
Amen.
Yes. So now, for anybody that wants to contact you, where could they find you? Maybe they want you to come and host their conference or speak at their event or anything like that. How could they contact you?
Amen. They could contact me via my email at letspray, that's L-E-T-Z, pray, the number 2 at gmail.com. You can hit me up on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Facebook, I'm at Minister Baran. It's spelled together, space, Tyler. Or you could tweet me on Let's Talk Radio. But mainly if you could just email me. Or you could go through the website, which is letstalkaboutit.com. And my books, you had mentioned about my books. They are on the market still. I have two books out, exactly. The first one, it talks about my lifestyle, me being adopted from 3 months old, how I lived a double life and how God, you know, wonderfully saved me and delivered me. So people don't believe in deliverance, but I'm a testimony. That book is available at BarnesandNoble.com, either my publisher, which is Exilibris, that's Xlibris.com. And also the second book is From Broken, Unshattered, Unmasked Religion, I'm sorry. The Things We See, But Yet Afraid to Talk About. And what it, and it talks about how, you know, you say that you don't talk about leadership, but you talk about the president, and he's a great man of authority. You know, you have to call us, Jesus, what he did, he called a spirit out, you know, with authority. So there's a lot that's going on that's in ministry that people don't want to talk about. You know, God holds us all accountable. You just can't sit with your eyes closed and just let things fly by. You know, we have to deal with those things. And so that's what Unmasked Religion is about. And that, both of those books are available at BarnesandNoble.com and also Amazon.com. Or you could just Google my name and it'll come up, Brian Tyler.
Hey, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I really would like to see NIACOM Express and Let's Talk Radio in the future get together to do some main event that will give back to our community. So we're definitely going to keep in touch with you, and we definitely want to unify and do some things for the kingdom. And thank you so much, Minister Baran, for coming on tonight. We do appreciate it. We were blessed. You gave a word tonight that really blessed me on tonight that I can take into my week and apply it, and I do appreciate that. And Leslie, do you have any?
Let me say this to you guys. I want to tell you that you guys are doing a wonderful work for the kingdom. And what the Bible said, don't despise small beginnings. Because what God has for NIACOM Express, you haven't even begun to see what God is going to do for you guys. And it ain't going to be a long ways from today. Just know
Praise
that.
God. Amen. Hallelujah. I received it, but I'm going to tell you what I am going to take away tonight. And if you don't have it copywritten, you know, that y'all going to hear me say this on this radio station a lot. And Tyranny, you laugh because you already know what it is. Because she said the chicken is good, but God is great. And it's an inside joke because they always be teasing me, because every time I be calling in, I'm always cooking some chicken, eating some chicken, blah, blah, blah. So that's why when you say that, like, oh, I know they're going to clown me about this. And that's okay. That's okay. But I love that. Thank you. Thank
you. Well, you can have that one. You can have that.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to take that one. I'm going to take that one, and I will be using it. But thank you so much for pouring into us on tonight. I definitely received that word about, you know, small beginnings. I know God has something great and mighty for us to do. And like I said, He's coming again soon, and it is our job, it is our duty to get the word out there and just let people know that we serve a risen Savior. And you have a wonderful and awesome, blessed resurrection weekend this weekend, because we are celebrating Jesus,
amen,
the Christ.
Yes.
Amen. We are celebrating.
That's right.
Weekend.
Amen.
So,
amen.
I'm excited
amen.
About that. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, yeah, so much. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule and for sharing and imparting into us on tonight.
Amen. All
amen.
Right. Thank you so much for having me.
Good night. Again,
good night.
You're listening to Minister Baran Tyler from Let's Talk Radio. She came on and blessed us tremendously tonight, and we're grateful
amen.
For that. And each time someone comes on and deposits such powerful words, it takes us to a new level. And we're just grateful for that. And she just prophesied a word to NIACOM. We receive it, and we're going to walk in it. And
oh, yeah.
Stay tuned. Some great things that's going to be happening on the NIACOM show. We're going to play a song called Call Jesus by Carolyn Traylor.
Here we go. The sweetest name I know. If you ever get in trouble, call that name. He'll be there on the double. His name is Jesus. Hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah. I love calling that name.
Praise God. You just heard You Are by Ledessa Brown. And, God, that's what you are to me. That's what you are to us here on NIACOM. Just everything, everything that we need, everything we could ever want, we can find that in you. And we just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to the NIACOM Express. I want to send a special shout-out to Tiffany Smith, who joined us at the beginning of the show, who will be with us in the upcoming week, that will be giving us information on how to plan our events and how to do a lot of different things. So please tune in. She's got some exciting segments waiting just for you. We also want to thank author and screenwriter Marcus Peterson for joining us tonight. Definitely look him up on Facebook. Get the book, Who Will Win the Girl, and I promise you, you won't be dissatisfied with it. Definitely support his ministry and what he's trying to do. Also, to Minister Baran Tyler, who also joined us tonight, who blessed us with a mighty word. Thank you so much, my sister. We love you here on NIACOM Express. Sending love out to Elder Daryl Spence, our other co-host, as well as comedian Shangles in South Florida, and Michael Anthony Johnson. We love you guys so very much. And God has just been so good to us, and he's promised us some wonderful things, and we're going to stand in faith, and we're going to work our faith until it comes to pass. So I want to encourage you all out there, whatever it is that God has promised you, hold on to it. God is going to bring it to pass, but he just needs you to believe. And if there's anybody out there who hasn't accepted Christ as their Savior, I want to go into prayer with you right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the segment tonight, oh God. We thank you for your power. We thank you, oh Lord, for the word that went forth on tonight. God, we ask that that person out there that needed that encouragement, Lord, that they were encouraged on tonight. Lord, but there's somebody that's listening that wants you to be their Savior. And if you would just repeat after me, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins, and I ask you to come into my life. I receive you now to take control of my life, and I shall believe and walk by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. It's a faith thing. It starts off with faith, believing that Jesus died and that he was crucified and he died and he rose again. And if you can believe that, then your faith is just going to grow from that point. God is going to take you from glory to glory. So accept him right now. Allow him to change you. You can't do it by yourself, but rely on the power of God to do something in your life, to change your ways, to change your mindset. God will do it. As the song said, you are, Lord, you are. You're everything that we need. And have strength in God, knowing that he loves you and he will never, ever leave you alone. And special, I want to say thank you to Leslie Renee also that was on the show. And I'm just excited about what God is doing with the NIACOM Express, and just expect something new. God has taken us in a new direction, and we're going to get the job done. We're going to be available to God to use us in whatever capacity he wants to do. And thank you so much for listening to the NIACOM Express. We'll be back next Monday night, and next Monday night will actually be a rerun because of the resurrection holiday. And we want you to enjoy it and just remember that Jesus lives and let him live in your heart. And after that, on the 28th, we'll be back here live with Derek Rutley, Pastor Derek Rutley, and we're excited about that. So I'm just going to play a song actually by Pastor Derek Rutley's brother, and it's an instrumental, and it's called Forgiven. And if you prayed that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, know that you are forgiven. God bless you and good night. We love you. The NIACOM Express.
There you are again, my friend. You see- I'm thinking about it again. And you just got home from the altar, the throne of God, with a heart of repentance.
Don't forget the consequence.
You keep hearing from family and friends, but don't close the door. There's something that I need you to know, and that's for sure that you are accusations and misinterpretations. Oh Lord, they gon' say it anyway. It doesn't matter who's to blame, you're not the same. Just don't forget that you are
forgiven.
Oh yes, you are.
It, feel it, live it is our motto. Your appearance is our business. Image is everything. From Detroit to Dallas, we're here to serve your fashion needs. The Texas Tie Guy helps you look good, feel better, and dress for success. Get ready for life and all it has to offer at TexasTieGuy.com. The Texas Tie Guy has everything you need for your professional appearance. Tie box sets, cufflinks, upscale pins, leather portfolios. Call for a free consultation now. 888-665-8802. The Texas Tie Guy at TexasTieGuy.com.